This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, guys. I have with me here for the cold open a surprise first-time guest on the show.
Here. Oh, really?
He just turned 8 years old yesterday, right?
Yeah.
It's my boy here joining us on Release the Show. The youngest and proudest Kraken fan, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody where we're going tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going?
We're going to the Kraken game tonight.
That's right. My 8-year-old boy is going to go see his first Kraken game tonight, right?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
The Flames.
The Flames. And when I told you that they're playing the Flames, what did you say?
I know what they are.
Well, tell me what they are.
They're like the guys with the C with the fire on it.
On their chest, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and are the Kraken going to win?
Yes, I think so they are.
Why are they going to win?
Because they're the best, that's why.
They are the best. That's right. See, guys? I mean, I've been a fan for 2 years. You guys have been a fan for 2 years. This guy, he's been a fan for 2 years too, right?
Uh-huh.
Lifelong Kraken fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
Why do you like the Kraken so much?
Because they play for Seattle.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Is there another reason? Oh, wait. I got a question. What? Who's your favorite player?
What's his name?
Oh, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon.
Brandon.
That guy.
Why do you like him so much, though?
Because he has the long hair, that's why.
Yeah, we got a Turbo fan here, guys. He likes the way Turbo plays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're excited to see them tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you think they're going to win?
Yes.
Okay, why do you think they're going to win?
But I don't know. I just think they are.
Okay, you just got a feeling.
Yes.
You know, your dad had a feeling about the Canucks game. It didn't go so well.
What?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
they lost that one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna talk about it again with the guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you excited for the game tonight?
Yes.
Yes. We're gonna eat some hot dogs.
Yes.
Drink some sodas.
Yes.
Stay up late.
Yes.
Cheer for the Kraken.
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Only last thing to do here, buddy, is can you yell out the name of the show? Do you know what the name of this show is?
No.
God, I hope he does.
No.
You don't know?
No.
Do you see this right here? Can you read that? Yeah. Now, can you yell that as loud as you can?
Okay.
Yell it.
Release the show!
Love it. Young Fish. What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping, we diving, we sliding, we snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show, release the show.
It is Release the Show. I'm Brett, he's Ryan, he's Chris. Welcome to the show.
Yo.
That was my boy.
Yeah.
Unnamed. It's a running bit
boy.
On all the podcasts and everything. I have two children, a boy and a girl, but I've never said their names. I've never posted pictures of them online or anything, but they do exist. There was some audio proof. But anyway, there's the boy. The Kraken, the biggest 8-year-old Kraken fan in all of the Pacific Northwest, you guys. He had his, well, he just turned 8 2 days after Christmas. So, of course, he got all the good presents and everything. And right at the end, I said, and guess what? There's one more thing. He goes, what's that? I go, well, I couldn't wrap it up or anything. Because the thing, now, an old man, Chris, you could complain about this too, probably. There's no such thing as the paper ticket anymore, really. You know, like the beautiful glossy with a photo of your favorite player on there or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like the, it doesn't
exist.
You're
going to get framed and put on your wall because you went to that game. Yeah. And you've got that beautiful ticket that commemorates that experience. Yeah. No, yeah. Not anymore.
No, not really. Not so much. I mean, you could print it out from the computer, but who does that anymore? So anyway,
it's like a
color
printer.
I said, well, I can't wrap it up, but we're going to the Kraken game. And he just jumped off the couch in his footy pajamas and got super excited and everything was awesome.
I can imagine.
So we're going to have fun tonight. Welcome to the show, everybody. Release the show on the Believe Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to our sponsors, which we'll get to later. One of them is not Southwest Airlines. Chris has a whole debacle story with why he is not in the PNW right now and why we are all not going to the Flames game tonight with my boy. You're going to be absent, Chris, and we have Southwest to thank for that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I'm one of thousands and thousands and thousands. So this isn't just a poor me story, although it is very much a poor me story because I'm missing the Kraken game with you and your boy and everybody, but. Man, I mean, what I don't understand is there's many airlines, right? I mean, there's many airlines, but they can't handle this. I mean, I get it. There's inclement weather. There's storms across the country, and some of them are pretty big, apparently.
Yeah.
But you're the one airline that can't handle this? There's been a couple of canceled flights here and there through these other, but you're the one that just, I mean, an absolute, dare I say it, shit show.
Yeah.
I mean, over 70% of their flights canceled. How are you even in business? How are you even still operating when you're canceling 70% of it? We got canceled on Christmas Day. Christmas Day. But we were already in line to board. We were literally in line 20 minutes before the flight is about to board. They've said nothing.
No.
And we're like, oh, awesome. This is great. We're about to get up to Seattle on Christmas Day, share some time with family. We're going to hit up the Kraken game Wednesday. 20 minutes before the flight boards, we're in line in our A boarding pass, you know, because we had to get on there. Actually, I paid more to upgrade to get an A so I didn't have to be a C and sit in the middle. And they come on the announcer and say, actually, so, hey, yeah, plane's ready to go. It's here. I see you're all in line. We have no pilot.
Oh,
we have no first lieutenant. So, yeah, we'll just be in touch.
Wow.
So then we just stay in line for about 30 more minutes. Get out. Yeah, still no pilot, still no first lieutenant. You might as well sit down. Go ahead and have a seat and sit down and we'll be in touch. We waited for like 2 hours, a couple more of like no pilot announcements. After a few hours, they cancel it. They just cancel it outright.
The pilot, though, we're assuming, and because I haven't even really looked into all this, I've just seen the pictures and the videos of the lines, and I've been watching the internet like everybody else. But I'm assuming, though, that the pilot and the crews aren't there because they're somewhere else because they're stuck in weather somewhere.
Well, you would have thought
that,
right?
Or they just didn't show up to work? What's going on?
That's the thing. There's all sorts of staffing issues going on. Like the plane, they implied that our plane or our pilot was coming from Seattle, but they just hadn't departed Seattle yet. But Seattle has kind of gotten through their winter
storm. Yeah, it's just
kind of
rainy.
For the most part. It's high winds up there a little bit, but you know, they were supposed to fly out from Seattle. So we're like, well, at worst, we're waiting 2.5 hours for them to get here.
Sure.
The plane hadn't left yet. But then they just canceled it after 2 hours. So I don't know where that pilot went. Maybe they had to reroute him to Denver or something. But anyway, I could go on for hours about this. I mean, I don't know if we want to take up the whole show.
No. And we don't want to give this airline too much airtime.
That was going to be 3 hours. But the last thing I'll say is that I got on hold because we couldn't talk to anybody at the airport because their system crashed. So they're like, we can't help anyone. Our systems are down. So don't bother waiting in line to get rebooked.
Ugh.
So I get on hold. I was on hold for 9 hours. Never talked to anybody. Never talked to anybody after 9 hours. That's it. 9 hours. Never talked to anybody.
Wow.
Call back the next day. Busy signal every time I call back. anyway, it's a whole. Yeah.
Well, this
so
is the
I'm
reason.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just going to say this is the reason that we here at Release the Show fly Delta and Delta exclusively. That's our carrier over here. You guys need a flight. Jump on a Delta flight because, Chris, not to, and I brace yourself. But I flew a Delta flight that was on time, left perfectly, you know, just landed safely. Everything's fine. Just no biggie. So next time, man.
But I'm glad you said that because that's to all those people who say, oh, why are all these people complaining about holiday travel issues and stuff like that? Well, yeah, because some airlines are okay and they get it right. They might have one or two canceled flights, whatever, because you're in the epicenter of the storm in the Midwest or something like that. But like in general, they've set themselves up for success to deal with these things.
Wow.
I'm not just complaining to complain. I mean,
no, totally. No, dude, that's
and like curmudgeon-y, but
that sounds like
other
it
airlines get it right.
That sucks. We all joking aside, we all feel for you here. We're going to miss you, especially tonight at the Flames game. We could have used your energy in there. That's for sure.
He seems like he's pumped and he's gonna make up for the lack of my energy. He's gonna double his energy for me.
His whole goal tonight, I should have asked him this while he was here, but his whole goal tonight is just to get on the Twins.
On the Twins.
That's all he wants to do. Like I take him to Seahawks games. He's been to like 3 Seahawks games this year. Every break, he just stands up in the aisle, takes off his shirt, starts flossing on people. And I go, what are you trying to do? He's like, I'm trying to get on TV. So, you know, he's a cut off the old block or whatever.
You have to get him into a contest or something. You got to like back channel to Strawberry and be like, hey, can you know, I need to get this shirtless crazy man on the Twins for a contest?
Hey, producer Katie, that I think fulfills our time of not talking hockey on the show, right? So now we need to talk some hockey, right?
Our contractual obligation.
She's like, please. Ryan, let's go over to you here because the Canuck or not Canucks. I saw the Canucks logo because we're going to talk about them. I obviously meant to say Kraken. Our Kraken take on the Flames tonight, Ryan. Hot off the Christmas break. They dropped that last one to the Canucks. I don't know when you want to talk about it. We could get into it right now if you want. You want to go Canucks, then Flames, or you want to talk about what it's going to take to beat the Flames, then circle back to the Canucks?
Let's go Canucks, Flames.
All right, so fine. Put the Flames on pause. Let's go back and yell about the Canucks because I'm hot, man.
Why? Tell us why you're so hot.
You guys know that the team listens to this show. We all know that. Okay? Yeah. The front office listens to the show. We know that because of certain promotions and marketing ideas that go on in the arena. We know the players listen to the show because we hear them calling each other the nicknames off the ice. Listen, I guaranteed a win against our non-rival, the Canucks. Don't forget, it's not a rivalry because we have never beat them. A rivalry must be two-sided. It's not a rivalry. We have never beat them. So coming into this game, I was feeling good. It's on the road. Never beat them. Going to be ready to play the game. Guys should have been excited. So I go out on a limb. I guarantee a win. You know the players heard me because we were up by 2 goals in the third period. They're playing hard.
Yeah.
And then everything fell apart, Chris.
You were so convincing. You got both of us. Ryan and I jumped on board and we're like, yeah, we're in.
Ryan,
we're going to predict a win because you guaranteed it.
Ryan, what the hell happened against the Canucks?
Everything we talked about on the last show, they did the opposite. All the expert analysis, all of the stats, everything that was like leading up to a win, they did the opposite of it. But They played pretty good, but there was a lot of missed assignments. There was some sloppy play. They got scored on when they were like late in shifts and they weren't in position, and just a couple bounces some tips that the Canucks got. I mean, and then the collapse. It was a pretty good overall game.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the Kraken should have won that game 70-0. The way that they were applying pressure, the way they were all over the place. They were outplaying the Canucks in every facet of the game. And like you said, a couple of bounces go the Canucks' way, and there you go. Do you think, though, can we put this one on Littlefinger a little bit? Who do I put this one on? Because you're up by 2 in the third period. You should breeze on home.
Yeah, let's do that.
Good teams do.
You need to take some of that credit every once in a while.
Okay, fine. Then I'm putting that one on Littlefinger.
I'm going to disagree. I got to put it on. I can't actually name a name. I just want to put it on whoever was supposed to be covering the Petersons, the Pettersons, the Pattersons. There were so many Petersons and Pattersons and Pettersons that were just killing us all night. Whoever was supposed to deal with them didn't do their job.
Yeah, is Elias Pettersson really that good, Ryan?
He was against us. He was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had like 5 or something points. During that game.
Yeah, he might have had more.
So if he didn't dress, then it would have been a different story.
I want that guy on our team. I was watching that game. I was like, man, Ron, go on, sign this guy. He's amazing.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh God, that was so annoying, dude. I think honestly, in my time of Kraken fandom so far, that might have been one of the hardest regular season losses to witness. I mean, there's been a couple of late collapses against, but this is the one that's going to be in my mind right now. Nothing really springs to mind that was worth. I mean, dude, come on, you got to bring that thing home. And then losing it. And then you got overtime to do something. Still can't get anything done. And then you got the shootout. I mean, Donato going first in that thing, a few too many stick handling moves, a few too many deeks. Is he Gordon Bombay out there? You can't go 5 deke on him. You get 3. If I know anything from watching movies, Ryan, you only get 3 dekes. That's it.
You can never go 5.
Three's the limit.
Come on, man. You got to get the puck up and get it onto the keeper in a shootout. Ryan, give me the keys to a shootout and tell me why the Kraken don't ever win in the shootout.
Yeah, we just need some better natural sort of goal scorers.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can overthink a shootout when you're going down and you're trying to plan your move. You got to just kind of pick with one and commit to it and drop a shoulder and make the goalie move one way. But I think it was Sprong tried to go 5-hole after they gave him the whole top corner. So I think you just overthink that kind of stuff.
Okay. Do you like Donato going first in a shootout situation?
Yeah. Was that our first shootout of the year?
I don't know.
But no, yeah. Why not have him go first? Trying to find whoever is hot that day and whoever is feeling good. I don't think they have a real set because, like Sprong, he was in the shootout. He had 2 goals that game, so he was feeling pretty good. So I like the moves that he made, but I mean, he's just got to bury those.
I love Daniel Sprong. Period.
Actual Dan.
Yeah, he's the man. I mean, he came in last year on kind of a prove it contract, right? Like, I don't know what's the term for the contract, Ryan? Do you remember? It's all these hockey contracts. I'm still trying to get used to all the terminology. But he came in on basically like a minor league kind of contract, if it was like baseball kind of, right? Or like, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like a two-way deal where he can kind of get moved up or down. But no, I remember when he came in, and I think we were talking about it originally, like just the way he plays and his style of game.
Yeah.
I really, really like watching. And in the last episode, that's who I picked for my like kind of MVP or whatever. And he proved it. He's one of those guys that grinds for every single puck possession. And every time he scores a goal, he earned that goal. It's not like he just shows up and can snipe it. He's fighting through players. He's getting in the corners. He's getting pucks out. He's doing those things that create those opportunities to get goals. He was interviewed in the post-game press conference, him and Winberg, and I think his was 43 seconds. He answered 2 questions, and both players said, it is what it is, and they just got out of the rink. But, I mean, you can just tell, like, I'm looking for him to be with that second-half guy, and that's why I think this team identity is these guys that aren't goal scorers, that aren't the superstars. But they're the ones contributing, and I think that's how this team is going to start going forward.
He's one of those guys you need on your team. He's an unsung kind of hero, sort of, right? Like just a hardworking guy. He just reminds you of like an undrafted free agent on the Seahawks or something like that. It's just a guy with a chip on his shoulder, but plays hard and is able to do some cool things. And I mean, he rips it when he shoots it. I like him a lot. I think we need to honor actual Dan with a T-shirt at some point. Get that up in the merch store.
My one actual Dan thought to contribute to this, guys, is everything that you've already said, but it seems like because of that, because of the type of player that he is, he's like doing well with whoever you put him with. Like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like his line has been the same consistently throughout the season. Like some of our other lines have sort of gelled and stuck together. Doesn't matter who you put him with. Spronger's out there like doing his thing and hustling hard. And then he's got that just ridiculous shot when he gets the opportunity. So mm-hmm. he's that type of guy that you do want in your team because he can float. You can put him with different guys and he's going to do well.
Yeah.
So
well, I think that's why guys like playing with him. He's that anchor of whatever line he's on because he's going to be the guy that, like I said, if the puck's in the corner, he'll go in and get it. And if you're like right behind him, the Kraken did a pretty good job of getting like pucks in initially, shots on net, and then crashing the net and having that high guy. One of their goals was scored where the trailer came in and picked up the rebound. And so you need that first guy to get in there and get that puck. You need the guys to come in and sort of come around on like the top part of the crease, and then you need that the floater to come in and pick up rebounds. And so those lines, when you start getting those identities on the line and you have those guys that like, all right, you're first one in, you're gonna go take the hit, you're gonna grind it out and get the puck out, that and I think that's what Sprong's pretty good at.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Normally I don't like floaters, but the way you describe it, I'm down with floaters in this scenario.
Hold on,
sorry.
Hold on. There you go. I give you a laugh track on that one.
Thank you.
Okay, so last thing to wrap up the Canucks game that we don't all want to forget. No more guarantees. No more predictions of any kind. That's it. It's over.
Well, hey, your record for what now? 19. I think you said you were 19-2-1. So you're 19-3-1 now at this point, or is it a tie because they got a point? I don't know.
Ooh,
what's the record keeping on?
That's a good question. I don't usually guarantee hockey games, so I'm not sure what to do when it's a shootout loss.
I'll give you 19-2-2.
Dude, I was so disappointed. And I went, you know, as we all were, but and as everybody listening was, but it's just that thing where you go from like I'm sitting there during the third period and I'm feeling so good, man. I'm like, dude, I guaranteed it on the show. We're gonna be able to jump on. I'm gonna be able to gloat about this thing. Release the show has done it again. But we did it again the other way. So apologies, everybody.
We can't do it anymore.
We're sorry for that. No more guarantees. And also, it's still not a rivalry. So we'll see what happens when we take them on again coming up. If I look at the schedule, it'll be the 25th of January. It's at home in Seattle. So
we've got some time to
everybody,
think about it here.
Yeah, warm up your vocal cords and get ready for that one. Moving on, more with the historian, because the team holiday party apparently was at Donato's house and they had a white elephant party, Chris?
Apparently. You know, but see, this is the thing that, like, I don't know all, obviously I wasn't there. I don't know all of the gifts that got passed around.
Well, you got your invite. It was just Southwest Airlines fucked it up.
Again. Yeah. Like, it's really, and I haven't been compensated. Should we call right now on the show live and see if we could get through to customer service? I haven't gotten a single thing yet. Do we have time for that?
Producer Maybe Katie's not. Somewhere like, no, please don't make me call Southwest Airlines. Please, not right now.
But this is what I love about this is we talked about this last year. You know, we had Hockey Dave T on and whatnot, mm-hmm. and he talked about that. Gizmo, just this idea of building camaraderie.
Right.
And that they didn't really have an opportunity to do that as much with the COVID season and as brand new people getting to know each other. There wasn't a lot of this hanging out off of the ice. So for them to be able to get together, you know, whoever was there, however many people stayed in town and went over to the historian's house to play this white elephant game, I just think it's amazing that they're doing that, that they're able to do that. And it probably is, you know, a factor of what is showing on the ice of how we're, you know, putting ourselves in a position this season to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I heard it was a lot of wine and chocolate and very sophisticated gifts. It sounded like I didn't hear anything about any real, you know, like
white elephant style gifts.
Yeah, the joke gifts, the real dirty or just silly, you know, poo-poo-pourri style gifts and things like that. They went very sophisticated with their wine and chocolates and things.
I went to a white elephant. I threw a white elephant party this year and ended up with an olive tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
An olive tree.
Anybody go to any white elephant parties this year? You
I
guys?
Not.
No?
No.
Not for either one of you?
No.
What's the best thing you ever got at a white elephant party?
Ooh. For me, I mean, just off the top, I think it was one of those like whiskey sets that has, you know, tumblers and the ice maker or ice blocks or the stones and things like that. But it was a whole, it wasn't just one of them. It was a whole kit to be able to sit back and you know, sip on some.
Well, yeah, you can't get, you can't just get Chris Labrum one whiskey set. You got to get him two or three.
Sip on a rusty nail, like we were talking about with producer Katie earlier, with my scotch and drambuie.
Link, White Elephant horror stories or success stories?
I actually got the poopery toilet paper 2 years in a row.
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
So I get gypped every time we...
people, your friends and family trying things. To tell you something.
I guess so.
Ryan, you blow it up.
They don't know it's for me.
That's true. He's just always end up with it. He's always stealing it, actually. He gets it on the steal, actually. That's what he's not telling us.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, see?
Stuff's expensive.
Ryan, what do you got before we wrap up this kind of quick episode since they haven't been playing too many games lately?
I don't know. It's kind of going back over the games that they've been playing. Listening to some of the post-game stuff, some stuff the coach says, they're really just in that spot where they get the rust off. They had a good practice yesterday. First part of the practice was a little bit slower than normal. They were really just kind of trying to keep pace and getting the legs back under them. And then I think the second part of the practice, they were working on some of that stuff that they were sloppy on in Vancouver. The game versus, tonight, the game versus the Flames. I mean, we got Brandon versus brother.
Yeah.
We got the storylines. We beat him last time. So we can, potentially here get two in a row from these guys and in division game. So everything's kind of on the upswing here.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I got to tell my boy that Brandon's brother's on the other side. Yeah. It's a good little tidbit for tonight. Something fun to watch. Yeah.
His favorite player.
That's cool.
I was just going to say, we beat him in a comeback fashion last time back in November or whatever, which is not something we have normally seen from our Kraken, which is a good thing about this year so far, is that we came back. Like, I think we were down 4-2 and came back and won like 6-4 against the Flames. So, yeah, hopefully we can pull it out tonight. But I think that's a big thing. It's like, we're in games. We're making comebacks, even though we let up one against the Canucks, which I thought, yeah, we were done talking about, but then I brought it back up.
Yeah.
We've got 14 or 15 games in the next 25 days.
Wow.
So there's only three or four days where they're going to get some practice time. So they got to have some short shifts, jumping on teams early. But I mean, it starts tonight, and it's going to be a nice run for the team.
Well, and the Flames are only 1 point behind us in the standings too. So both teams, right there in the mix. The game is on TNT tonight, if you guys are looking for it in Seattle, because as we've talked about a million times, sometimes it's hard to watch the Kraken in your own town, which is ridiculous, depending on your cable providers and all those sorts of things. But it's on TNT tonight. Then they take on the Oilers at home. If we just look forward a little bit, they'll take on the Oilers at home, then the Islanders at home, and then probably the Oilers again before we talk on this show. But that one's on the road. And then that starts a pretty tough road stretch. They go Edmonton, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Buffalo, Boston, Chicago, and then finally back home. So just a couple of games here at home before they hit the road, and a lot of them in the division. So a lot of ground to either, be made up or, of course, go the other way, which we're not going to talk about that. So it starts to
be a good litmus test.
Yeah.
It's good that we're getting the games, the in-division games, on the first part of this kind of swing, and then doing the out of division games on the last part. So we're not coming home tired playing teams in our own division.
Two out of the next four, though, against the Oilers, against Mr. McDavid.
Yeah.
Who's on a heater, right? Yeah. Like, isn't he up to like 16 game point streak now, or 16 game point streak now? So that'll be interesting going up against him.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Well, look, hey, We're ahead of them in the standings. If the playoffs started today, we're number three, they're number four, even though we're tied on points.
True.
But, I mean, they're a tough team, and they're going to be a tough team for a long time, and hopefully will be a tough team for a long time. I think if you're talking rivalries with the Kraken so far, the Oilers, that's a pretty good budding rivalry with our young franchise and them so far. It's better than the Canucks series.
You need to get up and talk some trash on that Montreal show again.
Oh, no, Edmonton.
Edmonton, yeah. Sorry, Edmonton. What am I saying?
Wrong Canadian city.
Wrong Canadians. I'll get them all mixed up. I'm sorry.
Right. Oh, they're all the same.
Thank you for backing me, Link.
You seen one? You seen one Regina? You seen them all, right, Link?
That's right.
The Edmonton show. They'll get on that and talk some trash again.
Deep in Saskatchewan.
Let's give a quick shout out to one of our listeners, you guys. It's Emmett, who will be going to the Flames game tonight. Along, not with me, but we'll both be in the building together because Emmett won the tickets from our ticket giveaway, courtesy of our sponsor, EpicSeats.com.
Oh, great. So, Emmett, great. Emmett, you're going.
Emmett and a guest. Producer Katie, do you know who Emmett is taking? Or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, I'm taking my kid. It's his first game. I don't know. But anyway, and a guest will be at the game tonight. They won the tickets from EpicSeats.com. We have more tickets to give away from EpicSeats.com. This time, we are giving seats away to the January 19th game versus the Devils. So, if you want to be put into the running to win those tickets against the New Jersey Devils, all you have to do is email us either to releasetherants@gmail.com or releasetheshow@gmail.com. Just send us the phrase that pays, which this week is...
you see, Katie is the best.
Let's go with, you seen one Regina, you seen them all. And producer Katie's the best. How about that? Yeah. Email
they have to
us.
Say both of them?
Let us know you listen to the show. Tell us who you're going to take to the game if you win the tickets. Why not? It's all good on the email. But let us know that you want the tickets to the Devils game. Let us know that you'll be in town and that your schedule works and that you'll be able to go and all of that stuff. We'll put you in the running and we'll draw out the winner for the Devils game on a future episode. And shout out to Emmett for winning these tickets to the Flames game. Because Emmett, I mean, when he hit us up on the email, like huge Kraken fan, overjoyed to be going to the game and everything like that. And obviously we're happy to be able to provide those tickets over here. Courtesy of EpicSeats.com. If you guys are looking for tickets to anything, use our sponsor EpicSeats.com. Ooh, actually, I'm wearing an EpicSeats.com t-shirt right now.
Ooh.
With a lovely Kraken design on it and the Space Needles. Pretty sweet shirt. EpicSeats.com, everybody. Use the promo code TAKE12 for an extra $12 when selling each ticket that you sell with them. So, like, if you got a 4-pack of tickets, you sell them, you're going to get $12 extra per ticket. And if you're buying tickets from them and you mentioned Take 12, which is our Seahawks podcast, you get 12% off when you spend $100. Shout out to EpicSeats.com.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
And I'm just kidding, Emmett. I'm glad you're going. I'm just bitter.
Just bitter that he's stuck somewhere because of Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Send him photos of the game. Live updates.
Yeah. Just start trolling Chris. Yeah. Anything else, guys? No? Okay, great. We're out of here.
Whoa, that was so quick. See ya. Is that it?
No.
Did I say that now? Oh, shoot.
No, first, hold on. Wait. I gave flustered. You all the room in the world, but you didn't take it. So I'll take it. BetOnline.ag, everybody. BetOnline.ag.
Oh, yes. Dang it. You can always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, game trends, you know, all the good stuff.
What? Is he trying to steal it back?
I'm like the glove.
Whether you're using the browser or the mobile app, which you can get from free from any app store, use betonline.ag.
Always the fastest, easiest way to bet on your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf, man.
Chris gets that point.
Use the promo code.
Yes.
Extra overtime point.
Link, you want to get on this? What's the promo code?
Believe.
BLEAV. For an extra 50%. Welcome bonus on your first deposit. It's betonline.ag, everybody, where the game starts. We'll be checking out the Flames game tonight. We hope you will be too. If you've got thoughts about it, positive or negative, and you want to rant anonymously, send us an email to releasetherants@gmail.com. I keep saying that we're going to read some of those. We will. It's just that we have to have me or someone go through and paraphrase them, because otherwise I'll be sitting here for pages and pages on end, especially when they lose. You should see the emails when we lose, you guys.
Like, maybe we should do just a one-off, one-hour-long sit-by-the-fire-and-read emails episode with Brett.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Release the rants with Brett by the fire.
All right. That's good. We'll see you next time, everybody. That's it for us.
See ya.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.